April 10, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Life or Death. Opening Prayer. Lord God, thank you for your witnesses whose testimony I can trust, and through whom I can know your Son, Jesus Christ, my Lord. Read John chapter 21, verses 20 through 25. Peter turned and saw that the disciple whom Jesus loved was following them. This was the one who had leaned back against Jesus at the supper and had said, "Lord, who is going to betray you?" When Peter saw him, he asked, "Lord, what about him?" Jesus answered, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow me." Because of this, the rumor spread among the believers that this disciple would not die. But Jesus did not say that he would not die. He only said, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you?" This is the disciple who testifies to these things and who wrote them down. We know that his testimony is true. Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have room for the books that would be written. Reflect. What main points do you think are essential when sharing the gospel? John wrote after Jerusalem was destroyed and the Jews scattered in 70 AD. Families and communities tried to stay together, regrouping elsewhere in the Roman Empire. Wherever John was, he was with believers who had formed part of the Jerusalem church and trusted the beloved disciple. The grammar is unambiguous. We know that his testimony is true. John uses "we" in his gospel to refer to himself and his Christian community. Here, John distinguishes himself from the beloved disciple. I always felt uncomfortable when told that John was the beloved disciple. Ever since the 1950s, when my youth group studied John's gospel, uneasy that he would call himself a favorite. When John composed this epilogue to his gospel, it is possible the beloved disciple had already died, raising matters that John needed to clarify. The beloved disciple was someone whom Jesus revered, someone whose knowledge of Jesus was deep and personal. We only have, as always, an abridged version of the conversation, but Jesus' response could show that he knew Peter was asking if the beloved disciple would die. That was a strange question, unless there was good reason to think it. Who might not die? Only someone who had already died before. In John's account, Lazarus could fit. The one whom Jesus loved and of whom we hear only after Lazarus was raised. Jesus didn't return in his lifetime. Lazarus had been raised back to human life, but Jesus was raised to eternal life. We owe a great debt of gratitude to John, the evangelist, and to the beloved disciple and the Jerusalem believers, who safeguarded the story for John to record. Through their faithful testimony, we know the deep meaning of the whole of John's gospel, that we, too, may have life, life in Jesus' name. Apply. Take a moment to thank God for the faithful servants in your life who have shared Jesus' life-giving message with you. Closing prayer. Jesus, Lord of eternity, thank you for this priceless testimony of your death and resurrection. Thank you for knowing that we, too, can know that we have life in your name.